Bank of Cardiff. This is Nick.
Yeah, this is Moe's Kurtz. I got a letter in the mail here about your loan advertisements.
Oh, sure. Do you have that 16-digit reservation code?
I do. It's 2311-3701-0026-7472.
Perfect. Thanks. Just give me a second here. I'll be able to pull up your business profile. Just confirm a few things. Be able to answer all your questions for you.
Okay.
Computer's just moving a little slow today, but how's your day going?
Oh, it's not bad. Not raining, it's not snowing, so we're doing all right.
Okay, there you are. You're at 776 Orchard Road in Mercer?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. I was just wondering what kind of, if you could give me a rough idea what the interest rates would be and how everything works.
Yeah, of course. I as you see on the mail there, there's a lot of different programs. So there's a lot of different rates, right? And so within each program, everything is, we're a risk-based lender. So there's different tiers, A through D, right? So I'd be happy to give you a really, you know, much better answer than that. Why don't you tell me what you're looking to do with the money? I'll point you in the right direction to get you some numbers.
Okay, I'm just looking for to get more inventory. Maybe some equipment, not a lot, but mostly of it's going to be inventory.
Okay, sure. I don't know why we don't have a company name for your business. What's your company name?
Pine Lane Poly.
Pine Lane Poly?
Yeah.
Okay. And what type of business is this?
It's Polywood outdoor furniture, patio furniture and stuff like that.
Okay, do you manufacture and sell it, or do you just sell it and you get it from overseas?
No, I manufacture it and sell it.
Excellent, okay. And what year did you start your business?
2009 or 10, I'm not exactly sure now.
No problem. How is?
I'm thinking it was... Go ahead.
No, please.
I'm thinking it was in the spring of 2010 that I started selling.
Yeah, that's a tough time to start a business. I'll tip my cap to you, you know. It's a rough time in the economy.
Yeah.
So what kind of business structure are you? Are you a sole proprietor, LLC, or are you incorporated?
No, I'm just the owner. Just how would I explain this?
Sole proprietor. Right, like on your for your taxes, you have basically one of the only documents you probably have for it is a Schedule C in there. It's a profit and loss.
Yeah.
Yeah, gotcha. Okay. And so what do you typically do year to year in your gross revenues?
Probably, I'm guessing around $350,000.
Nice.
Be a gross income.
Yeah, perfect. Okay. So the type of inventory, since you manufacture everything, what exactly are you buying?
I'd be buying my lumber. I don't manufacture the lumber. I buy the lumber and make the furniture.
Right. Okay, I got you. All right. And now do you have a separate location, an office location that you make the furniture at, or is this a home-based business?
It's a home-based business.
Perfect. Okay. Well, typically, what we're going to do is lend off of top-line revenue. Working capital, it sounds like the right program for you. You know, we also have the equipment financing. We can talk about that in just a second for you. You did mention some equipment. Now, for the lumber, how much were you looking for? How much money were you looking for to buy the lumber?
Don't really matter that much. Somewhere 70, 80 grand, somewhere in there would be enough.
All right. Well, I just want to give you realistic expectations. I think we lend pretty aggressively off your top line revenue. I think 70 or 80 is going to be just out of reach, though. Typically, we can do, you know, up to 15%. So if we see that you're tracking for this part of the year so far, if we see that you're tracking to hit 350 for this year, you know, you're looking in the range of about 50,000 or so. Would that be helpful?
That would be helpful.
Okay, perfect.
That would be helpful.
Okay. So, yeah, you'd definitely be looking. And that would be, you know, about 52,000 is be the high end of that range. Obviously, 10% would be about 35,000. And I think you'd be right in the middle there.
Right in that neighborhood, yeah.
Yeah, okay. How would you say your credit is?
Oh, my credit's good.
Okay, excellent. Okay. Any judgments, liens, or bankruptcies?
Nope.
Okay, excellent. Okay. And since you actually just buy the lumber and make the furniture yourself, what kind of margins do you have on your furniture?
What was that?
What kind of profit margins do you have on your furniture?
I shoot for 20%.
Okay. And how long does it take you to really flip your inventory, I guess I would say? I'm not sure how fast you can produce your furniture, but...
If I'm real busy, my busiest months I ever had was just in May of this year, and I did 40,000 in a month.
Nice. Okay. From the time you start to build the furniture, how long does it take you to actually sell it from this time you start to build it to sale?
Not more than a month.
Nice.
I sell it about as fast as I make it.
Really?
I sell it wholesale, and I usually have orders for it before I even start building it.
Really? That sounds great. Okay, so do you have a website?
No, I don't. I'm Amish. I don't have a website. I don't have a phone. But I use a neighbor's phone. You can leave a message or something.
Okay, you had me there for a second. I thought you were messing with me.
No, we use the neighbor's phone.
I gotcha. Okay, so as far as documents, right? So you have a business checking account, right?
Yeah.
Okay. We evaluate the cash flow and analyze that cash flow to extend you that 10 to 15%, right, loan. So would you be able to use your neighbor's computer or fax machine to send in those documents?
I could have somebody fax it in for you.
Okay, great. All right. Because that'll be... I just wanted to kind of address that hurdle is typically, you know, we email quite a bit, but fax is easy too. Do you have a pencil on you? I wanted to kind of...
Yeah, I got a pen here.
Okay, great. So make sure you're taking notes. And this is what we require for an approval. We don't charge for an approval. There's no obligation, there's no application fee for that. So what we'll do is crunch the numbers for you and see if we get you up to that 50,000 or if we're kind of stuck at 40,000. What we do is we ask for the past 6 months of business bank statements.
The past 6 months.
Right. So it might save you a little bit of trouble here with the faxing, because it can get a little bit much, but you don't need to send the pages with the canceled checks.
Okay,
so that might save you a little bit.
All you need would be like the last 6 months of the bank statements.
The last 6 months of business bank statements, and you have that application that you got in the mail?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay, that, the bank statements, and then the one page from your business tax return, it's called the Schedule C, and that shows, well, one, it verifies the business, and two, it's going to show your revenues. Did you file for 2015 yet?
Yeah.
Excellent. Yep. So if you could send in the Schedule C, so it's just one page application, one page from your tax return, and then obviously the bulk of it is the 6 months of bank statements.
Okay.
If you don't have May yet, that's okay, because they haven't mailed them to you yet. So
yeah, I'm guessing I probably got May. I should. Yeah, I'll probably be getting May here any day.
Okay, if you send everything in soon, I don't need May. If you wait until after the 10th of the month, then I'll need May. That's kind of the deadline there. So usually the banks send out on the 7th or 8th of the month.
Yeah, it's usually right around there.
Yeah. So, all right, I'm going to write down, or I'm going to tell you my fax number now. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
888-234.
Okay.
0177.
Okay.
And my direct line, so you don't have to go through the whole office directory. It's 858-779. Yeah, 858-779.
Okay.
0393.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
I got it.
Perfect.
Okay, I'll try to get that put together for you, and I'll fax it to you, and we'll go from there.
Thanks. It was really great speaking with you today. Oh,
okay,
thank you. All right. Yep. We'll look forward to hearing from you. All right. Bye.
Okay. Thank you. Bye.